heavy, expensive.
Because they're very rare.
Why? Aren't they rare?
There are only about 100 made of them.
Yeah?
Yes. They're special collections.
Who makes them?
They were made for special occasions.
For instance, they're nice, and who got them?
Well, we...
Just for reclam or for
so also, shops?
Yeah?
Also. Not always. Sometimes they were sold in shops as a special limited edition. There's, you know, today there's a Swatch Collectors Club and... Yes, really. And we know exactly who they are, and so we sent out about, I don't know how many letters, to ask if they had anything to sell. And so we've, the whole collection since 83.
When did it start?
83.
Did it? Yeah, you have an 83. Since 83, they have the whole, there must be thousands.
Well, not thousands, but
hundreds.
Yes, hundreds.
Because the notes come out and then disappear again.
Yeah.
Really? Some collectors?
Yeah.
Thank God they are too expensive. No.
Nope.
How much are these?
Oh, they can go very high now. About 10,000, I don't know. The middle one is the most expensive.
No? Patelli. No. Ah, the whole... No, one is 25, one is 37, and 178. That means see through the three together. Come and see, it can't be 40, 45. Look, which one is this? 25 and 37?
No, this one's the most expensive one. It's
how do you know? But how do you know?
Because the last one is 78, it's model Mimo Palladino.
Aha, I see. Yeah, this is 25 and this is 37. But why
model
is that the
don't
end?
Be too late.
Ah, it's written here. Yeah. I'm sorry, yes.
It's 1,500 to 2,000.
But it's not possible. 40,000 and you paid
it. I even wanted to buy that one and this one too. When they were out.
Have you seen them?
Yes. And I know I have one which is totally black with here the golden...
Needles, yes.
And supposedly it should be worth a lot, I don't know.
They don't make it anymore.
No.
I almost bought that too. Mm-hmm.
And then I have the jellyfish, which is the totally transparent one.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, it's very expensive when it doesn't say Swatch and it's all white, nothing. So it's just, but mine says Swatch and so on.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably not as much.
Have you seen these?
Yeah.
I haven't seen any of them.
I've seen those two. This one I've never seen.
Can you imagine? Can you? In how many years?
83? 89? 89.
No,
not 89. Yes, 89. 2 years. It must have cost a lot at the start, but...
But they are all the same price.
No, but these Mimo Palladino, you couldn't buy like that. Mimo Palladino is an artist who made a special limited edition of them.
Yeah, and where do you buy them?
I don't know. Probably you could buy them. Some stores had them for maybe a week or so and they were all sold. I don't know.
No.
But I think only in Switzerland. And
I see.
But they must have cost a lot.
Yes?
I think so.
Of what?
Well,
they're exactly the same size as the others.
I know. You know, we had a series, a limited edition of Folon.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember? Folon made Swatch watches.
Did he?
Yes.
No, I didn't know.
Mm-hmm. In Belgium there were...
What did they look like?
There were all kind of pastel colors with a Folon painting in the middle.
Wow. Yeah.
And they costed, at the time, a Swatch costed about 1,300 Belgian francs.
Yeah.
And they costed about 2,800, I think.
They're very expensive. I thought they were always the same.
No.
I have seen just bigger ones, black and very
those are
which
called
are very expensive, but not Swatch ones.
Oh, right.
And they have been very much above, but I thought a Swatch costs that much.
No. sometimes. Before, in the beginning, all swatches were the same price.
Well, this black one was just with a tiger in gold, no more.
No.
And I saw it and I thought, oh, I saw it in Zurich. I thought, I'll get that, I like it. You know. And I didn't. So it's, I didn't know.
I don't know how much, but I wore it at Easter time. Yes, I wore it at Easter time.
Oh, you've got it.
And then they said, Stefan, I think that one is worth something.
But you have your men. Have you seen this 9 and 3 and
Yes.
It's rather nice.
Yeah.
But
and the one Don't Be Too Late, I like that one too, and I wanted to buy it as well.
I've never seen. Do you think every country gets different ones?
Yes. No. Well, some countries don't get
all.
For example, well, I don't know with Swatch really, but Omega, for example, there are Omega watches in Belgium which you can't buy in Switzerland, which are only made for export. For example, my dad bought an Omega, which you couldn't find in Switzerland, which was only made for export.
Lots of people collect watches.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, if a lot collect, then they can't be very much worth.
Well, the market is quite large, so.
Well, they're nice to collect. They're small, aren't they? Mm-hmm. And they can be very decorative. Oh, I see, 40,000. How many years? 2 years. 2 years. That kind of cost 40,000.
And the one who bought them.
You
know.
He must laugh now. Why should we go
well,
work?
Well, I would be very happy, you know.
Things like that. Do you really think it's that much worth?
No.
You'll get
I them. Would never give that.
But you, do you think someone will pay them?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Seems nice.
It's maybe overestimated, too.
I see, yeah.
No. So that if it only goes up to 30,000, the reserve might be large enough to give it, to sell it for that price. For example, sometimes they overestimate certain works of art, and you wonder, you know, during the sale, you see it's estimated 40 to 50,000, so you think they'll never give it to you for less. But sometimes it only gets up to 30, and then they give it to the person,
yeah,
and then you wonder why. It's just because, or they overestimated it, or it's the price, you know.
They wanted to.
They wanted to,
yes. Yeah, well, my dear, look, next time I have them all again. Next time round. Look, I want to do that. About
nine.
Do you like them? Would you wear one like that? Must pick up for you too. When you
not the one with here. Flowers.
No, why not? Very big flowers. Do you like that? Wouldn't you wear it?
No, I don't think so.
I think that's all puts on anything. I shall make one for you. I really flower you.
And I need a hat with it.
Really? Well, you know, I always think sometimes you'd like to be sort of a bit crazy, wouldn't you? No, go over the top.
Yeah.
You can do that at home, you know, with certain house codes or something. You can really, if you have to be very sober and you'd really love to explode, you could wear colors like that at home, would you not? Alles abreagieren, huh? All your wild. Wild trees. Wouldn't you like that?
Yeah, that's true. True.
Big hats. I could wear big hats.
Oh, I love hats.
Yeah.
I'd like to wear hats.
Yeah, well, you can.
Yeah. I've seen there's a very nice in Brussels. There's
might
a
suit you. You know? I think so.
There's a very nice. Yeah, but I'd like to wear crazy hats, not plain.
No, but if you have a plain hat. plain, very chic. If you look chic, then it's nice. Mm-hmm. If it's really just very plain.
But I love our kind of tea. I love kind of tea.
Well,
I think I could wear kind of tea in the summer all day long.
Well, why don't you? Here, you can really get your heart cold and nobody will look around. Why don't you?
I should.
You
I
should.
Always said I should buy one. Then there's a very nice hat designer in Brussels. He's called Elvis Pompilio.
Uh-huh.
He's totally crazy.
Oh. For men or women?
Men and women, both. Yeah. And he has this kind of...
Who are his clients?
Young people.
Yes.
Young people. And he has a hat which I love, but it's quite crazy. It's kind of those...
Buried in the garden.
It's something in between a baseball hat and a jockey.
I don't know what a baseball hat is.
It's like round.
Yeah.
Like this and with a flap.
Oh, how awful. Oh, I hate those. Don't come here like that. I'll not let you in.
But it's a very nice one.
I don't like those hats.
But it's much nicer. It's a very...
Calm. As soon as I have this straight thing sticking out, I just don't like it. Whatever it is.
I love this hat.
Why?
I don't know. It's so funny.
That's not crazy.
Well, it's the model.
I thought you were
or I would put up a huge Kaplan or something.
That would be rather. But I cannot hear here. You know, you can just get them. I've seen some in a barn house.
Yes.
You know, for a few pence. Go and get one. I think Marks and Spencer. Do you want to see?
No.
Boring. Alright. You know, I always... We shall be too late. By the time we get back, the shops are always closed and I like... So many often it happens. Oh, it's only two. I should go just half an hour.
We said we would go at 3:30, we have to.
Until you find a parking and I don't know what. So. We're going to sing today.
It doesn't say.
It doesn't say. It says outside maybe. How much is
it already salted? No.
It doesn't say.
It's surprising. 6 times 25 grams.
Uh-huh.
So that's 3 times this that I ate 3 of those.
210 grams, is it?
6 times 25 grams.
No, 6 times 120, 120, 150 grams. So 3, you ate 3.
I ate 3.
I ate a double.
I ate 3 a day. 3 of those a
every day.
Every day.
Oh no, well, I'm not every day, but I ate a double. Yeah. You can just say, you're sitting there very nice, aren't they?
Yes.
You can just say, I like these.
Oh, we did well to buy bread, I think.
Sorry?
I think we did well to buy bread. Yeah.
Patrick stopped making toast. We had it.
This is only fetching.
Oh, I can't get it in. It's a big bottle.
Where should I put the mint? Up here, probably.
No, I have a place for me. Yes. I can't get my stuff in.
So.
Where can I get it? Ah, maybe.
Well, I'll have Patrick has this one. These two are fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait, let's put them back in the shape.
Well, stop. Yeah. Well, there we are. They're both. Mr. Black, too, sometimes has coffee too much.
Sugar. Oops. Meat.
festival.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Mm. And true.
When you compare Sainsbury's to a Deleuze or a GB,
yes,
it's so much nicer.
Do you really think so?
I mean, just little ideas like this, you know, putting
yes.
recipes and things.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's so nicely
yes.
done.
Uh-huh, yes.
You don't have that.
No?
No, there's nothing like that.
Nothing like it.
No.
Where are the courgettes?
Courgettes right here. There's another lettuce here.
No lettuce. Of course, I've never had so much maybe lettuce, but I really adore them, and they're just in the curriculum. Well, let's go in. Maybe that's. I doubt it. I have such a small fridge, you see.
Not to eat.
That's for the nicer things. That's the kohlrabi. That's the parsley. When
and there's a pepper, no?
Ah, yes.
I don't know. There's another pepper.
Yeah.
Or.
I've got much more room.
This one. That's one. But I don't know if you have to do that.
That's it. Mm. You
haven't
got any rice in. Ah, yes, that must go in here.
And that's potatoes and onions. They don't need that, I suppose.
It's all. Onions go in.
It's garlic.
Yeah, well, that I leave that out. So.
Mushrooms.
Oh, yes.
In they have to go in.
No, I'll leave some of it tonight and some money. The meat has to go in.
Feel relaxed.
Really?
That's wonderful.
Oh, good.
I thought I would be dead yes. by now.
Yes?
For the exams, but I'm not nervous at all.
No? What has happened?
I don't know. I hope it's a good sign.
Yes. I'm sure it is. because I think one can write much better when one is not too bottled up.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yes, I think, you know, it's, you know, I tell myself it's not the end of my life, you know.
It is. Oh, no, you have to think I do well, not the, end,
yeah.
Not the end of your life.
You know, that's what I mean.
You are going to do well. Yeah. Wash them as little as you can. They're just enough. That's just. I think the others. What did I say? No. Out in case, shall we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In case it really starts pouring.
Here you are. How do I want it? I think this way. Please. Nice colour, a friendly
yeah.
colour, isn't it? Yeah.
I have many like this as
yeah?
well. Yeah.
I think very friendly. No, but
no.
Gosh, last week I had to put my nightdress into shovel water so it was all white. The blue thing, it all got white because that bird thing just wouldn't come off. I dropped and in the end I put it in shovel and you know what happened then. We have, what time is it? 7.
3, 2, 7.
Let's take sour.
Not pruned this year, so I doubt if we're going to have any flowers.
Well, they are. Hey, look at this, just one branch. Flowerlots. But they just wither very quickly. So. By the two leaves. I absolutely adore this lady. Not much sure. Okay. Oh, it's a heavy dish this. Haven't made it for a while.
Is it there for now?
No.
Have you made arrangements to meet him?
No, tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Where you see her?
No, the Fiddymore Gardens. I think it's near Dennis.
What is she doing now?
Her daughter's a flat down.
In the Fiddymore Gardens?
Mm-hmm.
Must be very well off then.
No, Patrick, she has a 6-month lease. You know it's going to be sold, this flat. Tiny one.
Really?
And she's going to look for a flat somewhere else, of course.
Yes. That's where Rothschild lives in Fiddymore Gardens.
Yeah.
Yes. Is she going to live in England?
Is she going to go to She works for a law firm.
Yes, yeah.
Plus Ian too.
Where is he working?
I can't remember, it's a big firm. One of those very well known ones.
Yeah, in London or in Brussels? Or?
No, here.
Yeah. Yes, law is a difficult subject. It's the most. It is not an international subject.
Well, there is such a thing as international law.
There is, but I mean it's.
And more and more people. Pierre chooses that too, more and more.
But.
Pierre is still in his military service.
He's going to be. Move into his grandma's flat near your place.
Mm-hmm.
In a shopping center, the other
right
side of the motorway.
Mm-hmm.
What is it called? Westland.
Yes. Which side is it? Is it the one where they have those terrible blocks?
I almost think so.
That's
I think it's in a block.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe wrong, but I think it's in a block.
Mm-hmm.
And its mother lived there. And she can't live on her own anymore. Of course, she moves out.
Where would she go then?
No.
In a home.
Yeah.
In a nursing home.
Going into a home.
She wants to take over Pierre's floor. You know, he had in the middle floor. Move in there, but if I let her stand, you were after her.
Problem with those houses, of course, is the staircase is for older people.
Yeah.
They can't manage the
staircase. I don't know how she could manage the stairs.
Yes, there are two flights of stairs, aren't there? Well, if he has a hip replacement operation, she'll be all right. Well, surprising how many of these pensioners have had hip replacement.
That's just for
hip replacement operations.
Yeah.
Rheumatism, arthritis, there's along there great worries.
Mm-hmm.
And deafness.
Mm. Yeah.
Some of them can't hear.
You know what, Patrick? I've heard a surgeon speak at the radio saying that you now replace the bones of crippled fingers.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I should go in for that.
Yeah,
well, yes.
I know.
Really?
Did you know that?
Yeah.
I've never heard
replace
of it.
Replace them with what?
Elbow. No, knees. I suppose elbows as well.
Mm.
Knees and fingers.
Yeah. But you're never the
and
same again.
You're very twisted.
And nerves too. When you have a finger that's paralyzed, you can
yes.
move in and put in a nerve and then make it work again.
You can move
yeah.
it. Where do you take that nerve?
I don't know.
Ask someone to give it to me. Transplant it.
But I mean, you walk on crutches for the rest of your life. When you knee.
Yes.
But it won't work. It won't work.
How do you know?
Oh, hips don't work properly. Mm?
Some do.
No, not really.
No?
They're all there with their umbrellas and their walking sticks. Yes.
You don't think they work properly?
No, of course they don't work properly.
What do you mean, of course?
No, a new elbow, a new knee, you think it's going to be like your own elbow?
Yeah.
A piece
not.
Of metal and plastic? No, of course not.
It helps.
It helps, yes, for heavens, you know. You'll never climb a pet, you'll never climb a stair.
No?
Of course not. Dear me. Some coffee?
Yes, thank you.
Some coffee.
Why don't we share this? Come on. Come on, Stefan. One should finish it. Come on.
No. Patrick doesn't
I can't keep it. I don't think so. He had a big lunch, so. Not much to finish. One day and bring them back the next. No, you haven't got the choice. That wasn't heavy, was it? Not too many, not too much protein.
No, that was fine. It was very good. I think I'm going to have to, I will have gained weight when I get back to you.
You think so? That's what happened.
Had chips, this.
When did you eat your chips?
About 7, yes.
Mm. Not here. When you used to have your packets.
About a week ago.
No.
Oh, when? At 6?
Yes. Instead of supper?
No, before supper.
But you don't put on weight, so you're all right.
Well, I don't know.
No. I've never seen you fat.
Mm.
Have you?
Really?
When
I was in the States, I did.
Really?
Yes. I'll skip the bell when I was in Katanyaka again. Okay, that's when I just came back from the States. I have gained weight. Not very much.
But she wasn't in Katanyaka, is she?
Yes.
I have thought.
Yes, I'd much rather stay here.
No, Patrick, would you mind to go to Karnak?
Oh, I didn't want to go to Karnak.
What else?
Well, I mean, look at the map. You're going to Katanyaka, then you're going to Karnak.
No,
oh, certainly not. I'm staying at Nice or Monto or the Calard. I'm not traipsing across France.
No.
Oh. Yeah. I don't want to spend a fortnight on the road.
Well, I do.
What do you want to go to Karnak for? It's miles
yeah,
away.
It doesn't matter.
No, let's go to Menton or Nice or Lyon. Somewhere on the route.
I'm not going to spend a week on the route.
Oh, but I mean, you know, but now
Lyon
Nice.
Is a very nice
well,
Lyon.
Lyon,
yeah.
I know.
Lyon, splendid.
So well.
And you eat well.
Yes, well, I don't want to eat well.
I want to eat well and I want to be comfortable. I want to stay in a good hotel.
Well, the one in Saint-Maxime doesn't look bad, which is close to the coast.
But won't there be a lot of people there still in early September?
When is it September?
Lyon would be all right, the Camargue might be all right, and Menton right over on the Italian frontier might be all right. Yes. Yeah. Well, I'm not going up to Brittany to Calnac. Never.
I am.
Who wants to go there?
Well,
rain?
I like Brittany, Patrick.
I've been there once and that's enough.
It isn't.
Well, I think it is. I've seen Brittany.
No, it's really lovely.
I don't think I'll go.
Ah, who wants to go to Malta? You know, people's, no.
If I'm going to the south of France, I want to stay there for a while.
Oh, no.
Yes, I don't want to cruise. France is an enormous country.
I know.
I don't want to spend my time travelling.
Well, do you remember last time it was so beautiful going across it home? It was really beautiful. Oh. I shall go alone. No, I'm afraid not. I'd like to. Sit and eat, that's what he wants. I just don't want that. I think we should have different holidays. You know, he's entitled to his holidays, but I don't want to sit and eat and read newspapers. No, thank you. Oh.
Yes, does your father like travelling around?
Yes.
Well,
he does, doesn't he?
Not that much anymore.
Oh, yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
He rushes the ball.
To where? To La Boule.
Yes.
I'm not rushing to La Boule anymore.
Yes, but you see, he rushes to La Boule, and that's also in Brittany.
Yes, well. I think Le Zoot Canoc is far enough.
Very nice.
It is, absolutely.
Yes, eating gopher all day long.
Oh, and glass.
No.
From
one place to the gopher and put another to the glass and backwards again.
From the Place Max-Juju. You make very nice walks to the Netherlands. To Katzen. It's just the first.
We went to Sluis, I think we went. Sluis. Yes. That's a sweet little thing.
Yes,
you have to be careful that the holiday doesn't become an expensive way of being uncomfortable.
Yes,
it is. Oh, it is. It is. To me, it's an expensive way of being uncomfortable.
Well, to me, no. So
I'm more comfortable here than I am on holiday. I sleep better. I do. I go to these hotels, uncomfortable beds, noisy neighbours, unusual food.
Oh, dear me. What next?
Obliged to make polite conversation all the time? Oh.
With whom?
I
behind your newspaper? Come on, don't invent, you know? Oh, it was so beautiful.
Well.
Going through France. Really? Oh, the Cévennes and then all these towns. It was fabulous.
Mm.
Really, really.
Yes, well, yes,
we should
but
stop
at
any one
of them. Let's go see, go see Lyon. It'd be always a nice town.
I don't want to
see Lyon.
I'd like to see it for a day or two, but not for a fortnight.
Well, Lyon is a very big town, and it's a bigger town than
but I'm not going on holiday in a town.
Oh, why not?
No.
Well, you can spend some days on the Côte
d'Or. I don't mind for about 2-3 days.
And go and eat at the Trois Gros.
Well, yes, why not? No, no.
Very nice.
Yeah,
but
sure.
Help was gone.
Yeah.
But the coffee is just about to come in. You buy it in Bromley?
Yeah. I just wanted. No, no, I'd like that small one. Maybe I will eat only half of it. I'm not eating whole of it. So, no, it's too much. So, it looks awfully fresh. They were just made and we almost squashed
they're
it.
They're nice and they're fresh.
Yeah.
Isabel likes scones. Is there someone who likes them without currants?
You're not supposed to think, but...
Oh, it's so bad. I need
so some margarine if you want.
Very little. I'm also being careful. No, I think I have half. You don't have to watch out. Scones. Funny scones.
No, try Nice or Martin. I think that might be nice.
No.
Marton is nice.
You've never been, come on.
Yeah,
no, Marton has been nice.
Many times
large Belgian community in Marton, used to be.
It's beautiful, and the
not just a frontier town.
No, it's before Monaco. Marton is before Monaco. Marton is very close to a very nice place called Cap Saint-Jean-Ferrat, Villefranche-sur-Mer.
But isn't Marton near the Italian border?
Well, it's closer to the Italian border than Nice is. But it's still, it's in between Nice and Monaco.
What is the frontier town?
Ventimiglia is the frontier town in Italy.
Okay, yes.
It's quite nice. And you have a very nice little villages. You have La Turbie, Aise. It's quite nice. Above a mountain.
In the mountains.
I know, I've never been there.
Yes, it's beautiful.
Is it? Well, I like the Breton.
Yes, but we're not going to Britain.
We are.
It's off our route.
You like all your cider, Patrick. Think what you miss.
I like cider here.
Bromley.
The best French cider I have drunk is a French cider sold by Sainsbury's. Quite certainly by far.
What?
The best French cider is cider sold by Sainsbury's, the one that I've drunk.
Well, I'm not a cider expert. I like it in Bretagne, with the crepe, au sarrasin and the others. I really liked it. I'd love to go back.
You can do it.
You have to share that.
If you're going in if you're going in that direction.
See if I can cut this as well.
No, I can't.
I could, but I have to be very careful.
I'm going to blow.
Really? Oh, you little stomach. Just give me a bit too, I shouldn't have any.
You drew a cup of coffee to be going on with.
Take milk and sugar. They're terribly fresh. Just. That's not doesn't like sultanas. Do you know that?
What does
it picks all out.
Isabel wants to go. And it doesn't like cinnamon either.
Isabel wants to go to Brazil.
Yes.
Oh, I think that's rather stupid. For how long?
3 weeks.
But can Vincent take 3 weeks holiday?
That's it. I don't know.
We're very reluctant to allow people to take 3 weeks holiday, huh?
Really?
Oh, yeah. Mm, very inconvenient.
One shot, they can't take.
We have 5 weeks holiday, but we're discouraged from taking more than a fortnight at a time.
Mm-hmm. In Belgium, many people do take 3 weeks at a time.
Really?
Mm. Sometimes even a month.
Really?
Yes.
You come back and somebody's sitting at
their people office. Live like for one holiday, which is the summer holiday, and they stay away a whole month.
I just smell no comeback.
What happens when they come back? They've got 6 months, they've got, you know, a month's work on their
I
desk.
I know.
Someone else sitting at their desk?
Well, people like to speak about our not, you know, cleaning ladies. So I don't know what kind of work they have to do.
Oh, well, if you're, yes, that sort of work, it's all right.